guys, it's Tony Robbins. Listen, I thought real quick, I'd like to walk you through what I call the three pillars of success. So when you're thinking about what does it take to succeed in this business or in any area of your life, if there's any area of your life is not at the level you want it to be, I'd like to give you a little simple way of triggering yourself of what to do to change it. And you'll know what's missing and you know what to do. And you know, one of the things I've learned in my life is I'm obsessed by the idea of finding what I call profound knowledge. Profound knowledge is anything that is, once you understand, first of all, anything that's so simple that you can remember it and really use it, but also that's so simple that once you understand it, you can help yourself or anyone else make a change. What I've learned is complexity is the enemy of execution. You'll hear me say it a lot in business. Complexity is the enemy of execution. You want to keep it simple and clear. That's why people act on it. And when you're designing a course or helping someone, that's an important part of it. But years ago, I was trying to think, how can I really see what's the difference between the people that get results and those that don't? And it really came down to what I call the three pillars of success. And these three, maybe three pillars of progress, because if you keep working on this, you're going to keep progressing. And if you keep making progress, keep moving in the right direction, you're going to get to where you want to go. You're going to get the result. Sometimes faster than you think, sometimes slower, but you're going to get there either way if you really do these. So what are they real fast? The first pillar to success is so simple. It's simply you got to get laser focused. You got to get focused on exactly what you want and why you want it. Now, you say, Tony, that sounds overly simplistic. It is. But most people don't achieve what they want because they're too general. In fact, when you ask most people, what do you want? What do most people tell you? They say what they don't want. Well, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship like this. I don't want to have to go through this. I don't want to have to work with this person. Most people tell you what they don't want. But here's the problem. Where focus goes, energy flows. And when you're focused on what you don't want, you tend to create more of it. Plus, it puts you in a lousy state. In a lowered energy state, you're not going to take action. You're not going to follow through. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, I told you it wouldn't work. So the first step, if there's an area of life where you're not where you want to be, let's say it's your finances. Let's say it's your intimate relationship. Let's say it's building a business. Let's say it's financial, whatever the area might be. Anything in your life that's not where you want it to be, it's because it's not getting enough focus. You go, no, Tony, I focus on my weight all the time. Yes, but you're focusing on what you don't want or how hard it is or how you've tried everything, which is not true because you've tried everything, you'd be fit. Are you with me? So it's not just getting focused and clear. It's getting focused and clear on what you really want and why you want it. And it's really being specific. Jot down in your notes, clarity is power. The more clear you are on exactly what you want, the faster your brain will find a way to get it. I often give this example. Have you ever bought a car or a certain outfit, and then suddenly you see that outfit or that car everywhere? Well, that's because there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. It's a lot of words. The RAS is what most scientists call it for short, reticular activating system, RAS. It's the part of your brain that determines what you notice or don't notice. Your subconscious mind, the part that affects your RAS, once it knows something's important to you, it sees it everywhere. And if you're looking for problems, it finds the problems everywhere. But if you said, I want to become an investor in apartments and I don't have any money, or I learn how to do that with leverage, or I'm learning how to do that with no money down, and then you're a coffee shop, you're at a Starbucks, and three tables over, someone's talking about they did this leveraged apartment complex or they bought it with no money down, you, over all the noise, you'll hear it because your RAS says, that's important to me. You've decided it's in critical focus and it's specific. But if it's general, you don't make progress because your brain says, I already got it. I've already achieved it. I lost a pound. I got an extra dollar. I'm there. So you need to be very specific what you want. And then more importantly than that, or equally importantly that, you got to know why you want it. Jot down in your notes if you would. Purpose is stronger than object. The why, the purpose of wanting something is more important than the thing you want. The power is in the purpose. That's where the drive is. So you might say, well, I want to make $1 million, $1 billion, whatever it is. Well, that sounds wonderful. I want to make $10,000 a month. I want to make $5,000 a month. Why? What is it you want? I want to lose this much. Well, great, you want to lose the weight. Why? Because when it gets tough and you're hungry, unless you got strong enough why, you're not going to follow through. Make sense? Jim Rohn, my original teacher, taught me over and over again, reasons come first, answers come second. If you get a big enough why, you can figure out how to do anything. And I found that to be true in my life. When you know exactly what you want with laser-like focus, you're very specific and clear, and you know why, and you got strong enough reasons, you will unleash your brain to come up with answers beyond what you'll be able to do consciously. Now, sometimes just having that laser-like focus is enough to get the job done, but I found you need really three things to be able to consistently get what you want. So when you're building this business, what do you want out of this business? Is there a certain income? Is there a certain number of people you want to touch? Is there a certain joy you want to explore? What is it you really want, and why do you want it? Now, that's going to get you going through this course. But then the second part is really important. The second pillar is you need the most proven strategies. You need the best strategies. You need tools. You need map. You need coaching to get you the results you want. Because if you're on fire and you know what you want, and I use this corny metaphor because I just thought of it decades ago, it's still in my body. Let's say you want to see a sunset and it's your driving force and your strategy is start running east looking for that sunset. I don't care how positive you are. I don't care how much energy you have. It ain't happening, right? So you need the right strategy. And one of the greatest things I've learned from Jim Rohn, I've taught people over and over again what he taught me, success leaves clues. If someone has figured out how to do something, and they not just got the result once, but many times over the years, they've lost 20 pounds and kept it off for 10 years. They've created a relationship of love and passion, and they're still passionate 10 years later. They had nothing financially and they built up to financial freedom and they've kept it. And they're not lucky. They're just doing, and they're not better than you. They're just doing something different than you are in this area. They have a different strategy. And what I've learned is the right strategy can save you a decade in business. The right strategy can save you unbelievable disappointment and frustration in a relationship. So you've got to understand the strategy of whatever you want to get good at. So if you're crystal clear what you want, and you got a strategy that's proven, you would seemingly be able to win. Well, in order to win, you got to use that strategy, you got to take action. So if you know what you really want, and you're on fire and you got a great plan and you're still not following through, then I know what the problem is. I want you to know so you can change it. The third and final pillar to lasting progress and lasting success is you have to eliminate the inner conflicts. Because if you're not making progress, if you start to go forward and then pull back, have you done that? Have you ever like, I'm gonna make this happen, and then you sabotage it, you say something in the relationship that messes it up, and you're like, why did I say that? Or you do something with your body after working so hard that messes all up, or you're about to make that money and then you do something, you just don't follow through. Have you ever sabotaged like that? That's because there's an inner conflict. And what the third step is, you need to get in action. In order to get in action, you gotta unlock and unleash. You gotta integrate yourself. And you got to get rid of the inner conflict. So inner conflict is, I want to be a billionaire and sleep till noon. That's an inner conflict, right? An inner conflict is, I want to be totally successful and have everyone like me and never judge me. It's not going to happen. Because some people, no matter how loving and sincere you are, when you're successful, they think they're not and they judge themselves. So they don't want to feel that way, so they judge you. Inner conflicts are what keep us from moving forward. And whatever conflicting belief you may have, it's got to go. And the first step is just to uncover it. What is that belief? And the second step is to bust that belief, right? All the things you need are there. So the strategies are there. All you got to bring to the table is the clarity of what you really want and then eliminate the inner conflicts. And that's what I do best. If you're doing great right now, wonderful. But you will bump into your beliefs, your limitations. It's just part of life. At some point you will. Come back. If you're not making progress, am I clear what I want, why I want it? Let me get real clear why I'm doing this, what I want from it. Do I have the strategies here? What other strategy do I need to get? Do I need a coach? What do I need to do? Third, is there an inner conflict? Let me get rid of it so I get aligned and I'm taking action and I'm getting results. I hope that's helpful for you. We call it the three pillars of progress, and it's just designed to give you a checklist that if you're not making progress, one of these three or more are missing. And you can change it so quickly by getting clear, by getting the right strategy, or most importantly, and usually that's the challenge, if you're clear and you know why, the challenge is inner conflicts, we got the tool for that too. All right, hope this serves you. Live with passion, live strong. We'll see you soon.